بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم، ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما، صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, as we reach year end, we find that generally this is a very stressful period of time for many people. Many business owners who will be going through their peak season. And not only this, but we find generally during this period of the year, our first choice staff, employees, workers, many of them may take their annual leave, especially within our homes, domestic workers. Generally, they would take their annual leave at this time of the year, towards the end of December, early January. And therefore, it's important that we familiarize ourselves with the hukuk and the rights that our workers and employees have over us. Many a times, especially within our South African context, where we find an abundance of cheap labor, where the supply is more than the demand. And as a result of this, a person is able to secure, especially manual labor, at a very cheap rate. And because of this, many a times we tend to forget that these workers, these employees, those who are contracted to us, have rights over us, just as we have rights over them, that they should take care of the business, they should do the work that they are entrusted with correctly, they should take care of the things that we give to them, etc. They also have many hukuk and rights over us that we are obliged to fulfill. In the ayah that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of Iman, that, O people of Iman, do not consume the wealth of one another. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. And then Allah says, unless it be done through trade or through some contract, which should be on the basis of mutual consent and agreement. تجارةً عن تراضٍ منكم. Every deal, every sale, every purchase, every contract, there should be mutual consent, mutual happiness. Both parties are happy with the conditions laid down. And therefore, ulama explained, when it comes to hiring workers, employees, this is a contract with them as well. It's not just the contracts of buying and selling, but when we employ someone, there is a contract that we make with them, that I will fulfill these conditions and you fulfill those conditions. If you take care of these tasks, I will remunerate you, I will recompensate you. And this contract also has to be fulfilled with mutual consent. Both parties have to be happy. The employer has to be happy, the employee also has to be happy. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't kill one another. So Mufassirin discuss what is the link between these two injunctions. That on one hand, every contract that a person enters into must be done with mutual consent. Both parties must be happy. And then the next injunction, don't kill one another. So commentators have mentioned, Mufassirin mentioned, that when a person does not fulfill the rights of that person who he enters into a contract with, there's some exploitation, some oppression that takes place, then this is tantamount to taking the life of that person. You're depriving him of his rights, it's as though you have taken the life of that person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And then Allah says that verily Allah is merciful to you. In other words, these commands Allah gives to you, this is His mercy, so that your life in this world can be smooth sailing. If Allah allows exploitation, oppression, allows us not to fulfill the rights of our workers, then eventually those, that bad blood will continue to increase, tensions will rise, conflict will occur, and eventually it will be detrimental to the employer himself, to the boss himself. So when it comes to the rights of the employee, of our workers, the very first thing to take note of is that every relationship, like we have a relationship between husband and wife, parents and children, between friends, neighbors, likewise between the employer and employee, this is also a relationship. And every relationship, the basis of every relationship is mutual respect. Just as the worker has to respect the employer, and many a times we make it known also, I am paying your bills. This is not correct, we should not be doing this. Just as we are paying that person's salary or wage, they are also fulfilling some tasks and duties for us. So just as they ought to respect us, we also should respect them. They are human beings at the end of the day. Circumstances are such that they are forced to be dependent on us. or turn to us, we are employing them and they have to take instruction from us. But very quickly Allah can turn the tables. And we've seen it happen in different countries in the world, where overnight things happened and the local population now gained control. And those who one day were issuing commands, they were now under the employ and working under those people. And now how they had treated them in the past, now it came back to bite them. So there has to be mutual respect. The second important aspect is with regard to the job description. The contract that we enter into, even if it be casual labor, even if it be somebody that we hire just for the afternoon to do some work within the yard or within the home, or some extra workers that we hire during the peak season, the job description has to be absolutely clear and there should be no ambiguity. This is the cause for many, many disputes. The worker doesn't know what is expected of him. Likewise, the employer now expects him to fulfill tasks beyond his capability. And then there's a dispute. I'm only being paid this much, but you ask me to do this and to do that. And many a times we do this because we think it will be in our favor. If I'm not clear in the tasks that he has to fulfill, then I can now use him for my own personal work also, to run my errands, to go and do my work for me that is not related to the business. This is completely impermissible. If you have hired someone to fulfill a certain task, to work within the shop, and there's working hours, there's a job description, you've got to pack the shelves, or you've got to do this, or do some paperwork, then we cannot now use that person for our personal work, outside of office hours, or at times within the lunch break also, just give an extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Yes, sometimes it happens, the shop is busy, customers have come, but then we should make sure that we adequately remunerate that person. You spend 15 minutes extra, 10 minutes extra, just as we won't want our workers coming late. In the same way, if they spend extra time, then we have to make sure we adequately pay them for this as well. So the employer should clearly outline the duties of the employee at the time of employment, so that disputes do not arise at a later stage. Many a times we find a complaint from domestic workers that I was hired to carry out these duties and now I've become a babysitter also. I've got to look after the children. It wasn't said to me that I have to do this. Then I've got to run to the shop. Sometimes I've got to go walking in the rain or in the heat. And I've got to go buy the groceries for the house also. And all of these added responsibilities that were not discussed in the initial phases. So we should be absolutely clear. We employ someone. These are your duties. This is what you will have to fulfill. These are the tasks you will have to carry out. And this is the salary or the wage that you will get for this. Salary should be credited to the accounts punctually. If staff had worked overtime, then they should be paid accordingly in full. The hadith of Ibn Majah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَعْطُ الْأَجِيرَ أَجْرَهُ. Give the worker his due, قَبْلَ أَن يَجِفَّ عَرَقُهُ. Before his sweat dries. We've heard this before, that pay the worker before his sweat dries. In our terms, we know generally payments are made at the end of the month. It won't hurt us to pay a few days earlier. Take into consideration also the needs of our workers. They've got bills to pay, perhaps rent to pay. They've got deadlines to meet. They've got groceries to purchase. Perhaps they've got children to look after. And sometimes now we delay the payment. For us, it doesn't make a difference. The few extra thousands that will be going out, whether we give it at the end of the month or 5 days earlier, doesn't really make a difference in most cases. But it will be of great benefit to the worker. But now they're not under pressure at the end of the month. Many a times they're living hand to mouth, so that towards the end of the month they have this need. The money has already run out, and perhaps there's a shortage of food within the home. Sometimes the children get sick, they need to take them to the clinic, medication needs to be purchased. So ensure that the salaries are paid at the correct time. And more than this, my dear brothers, is that one is paying the salary at the correct time. More than that is that we pay a fair wage. As we mentioned earlier, that because of the abundance of cheap labor, many a times we take advantage of this. And we try to squeeze out the most amount of work for the least amount of pay. And unfortunately we find there are so many people who are very, very charitable. They give a lot of sadaqah. In the month of Ramadan, they're feeding so many people. And they're taking care of some widow somewhere, some orphan. They're donating to masajid, to madaris. They're digging boreholes and wells in different countries in the world. They're sending funds overseas, and great amount of sadaqah they are giving. But when it comes to their own employees, then just to pay them a fair wage, it becomes almost impossible. To give them an increase every now and again, that also doesn't even cross the mind. Yet we know the rising cost of living, inflation rates, petrol price, groceries, they also have these needs to fulfill. Just as our costs are increasing, likewise their expenses are also increasing. So one is our charitable, whatever we are giving, sadaqah on the side to other people. But as we mentioned before, charity begins at home, this is also within the home. Our own workers, those who are, we're seeing them on a daily basis, they're taking care of our businesses, of our homes, of our yards, that we give them a due increase also, when the time is right, and taking into consideration their living conditions, their needs, their family, their children, etc. Sometimes one person is taking care of a few households, and they're living on just the bare minimum salary. Just enough so that we don't get taken to the CCMA, unfortunately. Just to fulfill that requisite, and we give them that amount. So we should try and, as far as possible, sometimes it's not always going to be possible to give them an increase, give them a bonus, but as far as possible, we have sadaqah to give, rather put that sadaqah together and give it to them. Many a times they are deserving of it as well. Employers should show some form of appreciation to those that work well. Lend a sympathetic ear to the employees' grievances and try your level best to resolve their matters. Do not leave them unattended, as this can become a major concern at a later stage. So to also understand the human element, that they also are human beings, they have relationships, they have families, they also have worries, fears, concerns. If we will treat them as robots that just have to come in, do the work, they can't get sick, they can't be having an off day, they can't be having a tired day, and we just expect them to operate like a machine operates, then eventually they will get burnt out. Eventually then they will resort to stealing or to lying, to deceiving, just so that they can get a bit of a break. So of course it doesn't mean that they should take advantage. We all know this. And one point for us to take note of, my dear brothers, many a times you hear people say this, especially within the home, that if we're going to give them too much of leeway, then they'll sit on our heads after that. And they'll take advantage of us. So we've got to be stern and harsh. And we can't be kind and affectionate to them, because then they'll take advantage. This is their nature. Many times we pass comments like this, just generalize that they'll take advantage of us. But for us to ask ourselves, that many of these workers and employees who are working for us for so many years, their only link or their only relationship they have with Islam is through us. They don't read any kitabs, they don't read Quran, they don't know anything else about Islam. It's just through their interactions with us. And so many years they're working for us, but the thought didn't even come into their minds, I must become a Muslim. So on one hand, we didn't show them the akhlaq of Islam, and more than that, we oppress and exploit them. This is why they don't even think that, let me accept Islam. So many a times we have this thought within our mind, that if I'm kind, affectionate, compassionate, if I overlook, then they'll take advantage of me. So, ulama explained that a person should think to himself, how much don't I take advantage of Allah's kindness upon me? Incident was mentioned, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhu, when he was a young boy, then he was traveling with his father, as a Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. So they were traveling, and there was a beggar who came to the window. So he asked for something. So Mufti Taqi Sahab told his father that he's just bluffing. He's not deserving. And don't give him anything. So Mufti Shafi Sahab, Damat Rahmatullah Ali, to teach his son a lesson. Obviously, this will not be applied all the time. But to teach his son a lesson, he said to him, that you're looking at his external condition, that he's bluffing, and he doesn't really have that disability, and he can go and get a job, and therefore don't give him. Imagine if Allah had to look at our condition and decide whether to give us or deprive us. That this person is making dua now, he's crying, but he's bluffing. The moment his need is taken care of, he's going to go back to sin and transgression. And we know how many times we do that. We have a need, then we'll cry before Allah. So imagine if Allah had to treat us according to just our condition and say that this person is bluffing, he's not true, therefore I'm going to deprive him of my bounties. So therefore give the person. Obviously we know when it comes to our beggars, that has become like a sickness now. So that's discussion for another day. But when it comes to our workers, to give a kind word or some reassurance, some encouragement, at times to give them the day off or the afternoon off, or it's a hot day, give them something cool to drink, even though it may not be part of their salary or their wages, This will go a long way in attracting them to Islam. At the end of the day, that person accepts Islam. It is now in my bank balance, to my credit, that the person accepted Islam. And if I become a deterrent, then I will have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ensure that we understand this human aspect. Employers should ensure that employees are given their break or lunch hour in full. If the employees are Muslim, special care should be given. The time is given off for salah. This also we find many a times Jumu'ah salah. We find the Muslim workers rushing out after salah. Why are you rushing? You're not reading your sunnahs nafil. I've got to get back to work. Otherwise the boss will deduct from my salary. And who is the employer? Muslim person, Muslim businessman. So we should understand. Remember, barakah won't come in the way that we think it will come. That I have my shop is full and the workers are there, I've got them under control. But when we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bring barakah into our businesses. So as far as possible, that worker of mine, I gave him a chance to stay in the masjid for 5 minutes extra to read his sunnat salah, his nafil salah, his jamaat salah, which is the most important thing, whether it's zuhar time, shop is busy, asr time, in the winter months especially. I gave him these opportunities, Allah will bring the barakah into my business. Because I gave him a chance to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are just a few of the rights that our workers have over us. Just one last point and we'll terminate, time is already expired. When it comes to our workers accidentally breaking or damaging items, this is again a very sticky point. And many a times we find within the homes also, that you burnt the item of clothing, so I'm going to take out from your salary. Ulama say, if it was not through negligence, it was a genuine error, genuine mistake, there was no negligence on the part of the worker, then it is not permissible to hold them liable. It is not permissible to deduct from their wages for damaging the item. It was a genuine error. Obviously, if there was carelessness, negligence to teach them now that they should be careful, then it's a different issue. But many a times we have absolutely no compassion in this regard. That one item now, I've got 10 of those in my cupboard. And for this person, that 100 rand or 50 rand, maybe the difference between having a meal for that night and not having a meal. So for us to take these points into consideration, there is an entire section also on the etiquettes of the employer, the rights that the employer has over the employee, which inshallah we'll discuss at another time. But generally we have people under our employ, whether it be in our businesses, especially our domestic workers at home. As we mentioned now, in the December period, many a times the domestic workers will be on their annual leave. Perhaps we'll have temporary workers coming in, that we ensure that we are upfront about the contract. What are your duties? What is the job description? Pay them a fair wage. And more than that, understand this is an opportunity for me to give da'wah, to invite someone to Islam. Without even leaving my home or my shop, on a daily basis I get this opportunity. If I can secure the iman of these people, then as we mentioned, this will be to my credit in the akhirah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.